begin the current daven sent to the moment of gimel begin on the base begin to the master begin with the gemara lebuti the rab the rabasi the minyan in our mishnah there two are excluding that of rab and rabasi. Tosfos has to take a second look. So Ben Tamim begin to say limit tavayim minyan the resha. Why can't you just exclude both of them from the listing of the beginning of the Avraham Mishnah? Because the Kibbutz now once says the Mishnah tells of Nashim 15 women. So like the Meimishah, you can't say that it left over any and. So obviously you could exclude them all already from the ratio because it didn't mention them. Like the Gemara says, first pair of Kedushim, the Zayim Beis. As the Mishnah, as the Gemara says, over the Bechita, we're going to say to the Mishnah that we learned and we just left some over. I bevah brok, then it says four, which means obviously not any other. So why do you need two miutim as our Gemara is making it sound like? Bishlamit says what you can say is no. The Hachle Motzi lemis Ninu. We couldn't have counted them in the 15. The Masla, the Gemara concludes. Bishlam in the Tzara Tzara, because you cannot have the case conceptualization of the Tzara Tzara. And there's Velekal Mutim Lekatan, we can't exclude it from the fact that it didn't mention them. Elimitru the missing, only from the extra words that we're coming to infer to exclude something that we would have thought would be included. And the time of the Ravasi, with the Polygala, Afarsha Kamaz Hashem. That says, in the reasoning of Ravasi's halacha, and those who disagree with him, I'm going to explain later on with Hashem's help. Because, as we just mentioned before, these, according to Rav and Razi, even though they hold it is part of the Tzara Tzara, you couldn't mention them because it doesn't have the case conceptualization of the Tzara Tzara. Then Tzara says, within the time Tzara Tzara, the second look, he says, wait a second. You're right. You can't say Saito because the brother would not be able to marry her to then pass it on to Tzara Tzara and so on. But the Mishkach so you could have a case of Tzara Tzara in Bayil. The Saita is not only forbidden to her husband, also forbidden to the man that she had relations with as a married woman. Where Shemes Lachem, let's say this Saita goes and marries his brother, and she has another, and he has another wife, who may as well be around the children, to pretend it's Tzara from the Bayil, she exempts her Tzara from the Bayil, because in Bayil Nami Tumaba, because regarding the Bayil, it's also an Erev of Tumma, like regarding the husband. And therefore, if the Tzara goes and marries the other brother, and he has another wife, and then he died, just like she's exempt, so the Tzara is exempt, so why can't you say the case of Saita, of Tzara Tzara? Bishlamit says what you could say is the Kibbutz Gabi Baal, Limishkach Tzara Tzara, since, as we explained in the symbol in Zani Limar, for the husband, you cannot not have Tzara Tzara. So, in Lon Hachman Betumah, the Gabi Boil, so it doesn't make sense for it to be stringent more for the Tumah, for the impurity, for the prohibition regarding the boil, you use the tumah, the gabba baal, more than the tumah as the baal. So it's simply from that logic. But additionally, the Rish says that actually the davka tumah, the chsev gabba baal, have a karais. When it says that there's an impurity, a defiling regarding the husband, only for him it's considered as an erba. Because the chsev lashon it says in the terminology of a negative prohibition, lo yuchul baal v'gemer, as the passage in the Maram Chavdal, which is referring to that of the Saita. Boil, except lab, but regarding the boil doesn't say lab. Elib nisravi nitma, it says passing by min behay, that if she was occluded and she becomes tummy. So therefore, that would not make her into erva. Now, the part like on this segment asked later on the Rabbi Rambam's nivalo when she had relations tumah k'sivaba. It says the terminology of tumah v'nisra v'nitma, where she was considered she became tumah. The mashma sounds like the mahaluk they dorish tumah k'sivaba karais. It sounds like no, actually the erva is coming from the terminology of tumah. So it's matzis lam. You could say yeah, but the ma'ad mishanim what the Gemara ultimately answers l'megem olav alav that the purpose is to put on negative prohibition that we see leisagim of who the v'nisra v'nitma that what the Gemara entertained at the beginning. And the Gemara's conclusion is that no, it's not sufficient from a nisra v'nitma. And you need to have a negative prohibition to turn that into an erva. Like says Master, begin with the words the Gemara. Just like Achay Tish is distinct, etc., etc., and it has this halacha still to all other arise. Tosfos says, from Timothy has the second look. It says, wait a second, how can you really learn them all out from Achay Tish? Malachay Tish, if you find by the wife's sister, she can be Odel Rabbis, where there is an ability to increase, where he can marry more women. That would now make their sisters forbidden, whereas other arayas, he cannot just make more of them. Because as the Gemara actually asked a similar question later on of the Mdal Me'alav, that when they thought they can learn that from Eshesach, that Yavama could be acquired with Harad, the Gemara says, wait, Eshesach, where he could make more Eshesachs. So you see that that's a pircha on a comparison. So this is right, Bishlam, what you can say is about the Hekesh Rebbe Yehuda, the Sefer Shemayin and Samach. Really, the Gemara is really relying on the Hekesh Rebbe Yehuda at the end of the Sugya of Ches, that we compare all our eyes to Eish Hasach, and therefore that wasn't the primary limud. Kinnik says, not the beginning of the Gemara, Yochashalim Arba, you think that I would include Abshay Sarai's Chamurus Me'elu? Which says, Hamaslam, you just as easily could have said, Yochashalim Arba, Abshalim Machamissa. Where you don't have to say Dafka V6, which are always Shlomo Malka Mitzvah. You could say any Shlomo Malka Mitzvah, any random person, that to say this halacha of the tzara being asa. Oh, says the Gemara, yeah, the reason is because the Torah says Aleha, and therefore that's why we're going to say this Aleha, Halav Hachi, but if not for that, I mean, I would have thought to say, it's only because Aleha says here and there, and that's Bamaka Mitzvah, here also Bamaka Mitzvah, and it's still Aser, but if not, I would have thought to say that, yeah, you could do Yimur Achais Ish. And so the Gemara goes into the discussion. Oh, obviously, because Aser Dechaleisa say, how do you know that? Who said it'd be even by Aser Shesh Bakaras? But so he says, it's a 1-3, because the Benaliha. Where does the Gemara get this? That without Aleha, I would have said from logic, Asay would be Deichleisheish Bakaras. How do you know that? Name it, maybe say that the Ilav Aleha, that if I didn't have Aleha, that I would still not say that there would be Yibu Machaisheisha, because then I say Deichleisheish Bakaras. Not true. So why do you need Aleha? So why do you need Aleha to say it's forbidden? Lashminan, it's actually for the inference of it. That in general, it would be Deicha. And to tell us the opposite, that only by Chayis Isha says not Deicha less Isha because, but throughout the whole Torah, it would be Deicha. Because I have Amr Lekaman, the Gemara says similarly on the Vav, that time because Rahman Eshab says, Deshma because it says, keep my Shabbos, that Halav Hachi, if not for that, then Dachi. I would have thought to say that Asay could be Deicha less Isha because. And specifically from here, we learn out that other places is Deicha, which Tosfos asks, I want to say the same thing over here. That from logic, I would have said that Aser is not Deicha Lishish because, but Chayis Isha is coming to teach that only by Chayis Isha it's not, but other places it would be. And Mechitim may begin to say, oh, that Shemeya need the Breisik Abar, that when it says in the Pasik, Aleha, so what is it coming to say? The Gemara says, oh, to say that you would thought to say that even by Erva you would say Yibam, the difference says Aleha. Now, the Mashmalishna, that wording, sounds like the Ilav Aleha, that if not Aleha, I mean the Dachi, I would have thought to say that it would be Dachi. Why? Because I say it's Dachi Lishish because. So it says, no, don't say that. You cannot make such a take. Why? Because in Imkin, if that's the case, my Mishani Rabbi Besai Maskana, what does Rabbi ultimately answer at the end of the Maskana of the Gemara Dabbah? That Erva Gufa Leitzrich Akra, no, the Erva itself does not need a Pasik. Because the Enasi Dech Lezish Bekars, it cannot be Dech Lezish Bekars. And when you need a Pasik is to say that the Tzara is forbidden, what is Rabbi gaining? That even if you're saying that why do you need the Pasik of Aleha, but still the wording of the Braisa, it sounds like that without the Pasik, I would have thought to say, so is Dech Lezish Bekars. And where do you get that from? Elakach says, obviously, Shemani loved Avka. Obviously, when it's saying, oh, I hear from this, it's not precise. And this is what the Bryce is saying. It doesn't mean to say that I would have thought to say that I said Dechalishib Kars. Rather, that it's saying that Im Tamaloy Medadachi, that even if you say that it is Decha, Aksib Allaha, but it says Allaha, Umiu Ikra Lav Lahachi Asa, but the primary drush is not coming for this. So, if that's the case, we're really back to the question. How does the Gemara know that if not for the Pasuk of Allah, I would have thought to say, maybe say the opposite. Maybe the Pasuk is coming to tell you that only over here it's not Deicha, but in throughout the whole Torah it would be Deicha. So, as it says, that the dig of the Gemara was from the fact that the Drasha was not the opposite. That really from Allah you could say that actually, B'mokam ever there would be even, as Valmari the says. The Ba'amay and Asay Deicha Lezish, because if in general Asay is not Deicha Lezish, it's because so then, lehavale latano the midrash aleha lisur. Then the Tana should not have made the drush of aleha to say that it's prohibited, which the ever itself is forbidden, and the leitzarch legufei, and that you don't need aleha for itself to include other women for yibum. Elash minna de ba'amadachi, but rather to tell us in general that I say is derech lisur because elahavale the midrash later. Rather, should have darshan it as a heter. Nemekan aleha says over here regarding a chalisi isha aleha. To tell you, and the pasuk would be telling you Although in general it's not Deichel Ishtar Bekoros, Bima would be Deichel, and it would have been better because the Mestabit Tvei Lemed Shachi is more logical to Darshan like this. Look, Makur Leguf and say the Pasik, Vivam Yavilez, come and tell you in the context of its own right. Elabad Sabahaitan, rather, says, so obviously this town holds. Then in general, I say Deichel Ishtar because it is Deichel. And the Vlitzavkur, you don't need a Pasik of a Lehot to tell you that Achais Isha would be permitted. And therefore, if it is telling us something, it must be actually telling us that it's prohibited. And therefore, since it was obvious to the Gemara that says the delicious because that's what the Gemara is asking. Oh, how do you know this? That's the Gemara's question. Now Tesis continues to ask, Gemara later on the Chesma Beis, that Rashi asks, how do you know that the Gezer Shavallah is coming to tell you Isser of Achais Isha B'Yibum, maybe Lahat Teiraz. Actually, to permit a Chais Isha. Now, based on what we're saying, what's his question? But the Gemara assumes that Aseh is not the Chais Isha Bekoros, so you don't need a Pasig to include a Chais Isha B'Yibam. So says to Ravash, the Parashah and Ravash, who has later on the Chais Isha might die a little, so how do you know Allah is coming to tell you, pray, but Dimelon Terry maybe is going to tell you that it's permitted. So his question is not on the Tan of the Bryce, so rather on Rabbah. It's going on Rava. The Masik that he concludes, because that says it's not Deichelizish because Parach, that's who the Gemara is asking. But it may, like the Rehu mentioned before, that if we know from logic that Aseh is not Deichelizish because, so then maybe the Parach is going to tell you it's a Hetah. But as long as the Gemara assumed that it is Deichel, obviously the Muslim never, you could not have asked such a question. Additional text comes to clarify, says, and Rava, lo have a talk, Rava did not have to say that ever does not need a Pasik. Because I say it's not the religious Bukharas, and the Pasi is coming to say that it's not forbidden and to be lengthy. Elo, all he had to say was one thing. That's when the Braisa is not obvious that I say the religious Bukharas, because not a dig, and because Lehater Lemotisa Amrit, because you cannot say it's coming to tell you had to, because then that's the case. Legal Sambas of the Chodo, Yechemishkar, so how could you have the case that the Gemara that was mentioning that you're only going to have one and not both? Could Mishanli come on, like the Gemara answers later on, the question of the Rabash and Rabash's question, because the Ikka Dikta Kashasu Mekech Lodosh Later, the primary Dikta of the Gemara was from the fact that they didn't make a Drash Later, only Surah, you're right. But the reason why Rav was lengthy and he said that in a Sayyid Dikhlish, because even though it's not the primary point, is Lefish the Dait Shalmaksh, according to the understanding of the questioner. When you push it, it was obvious to the questioner that Sayyid Dikhlish, because Rav is coming to answer that's not the case. But again, the primary point was not that point, he's just coming to address that point also. Do you really think that Aseh is going to override a mega prohibition that has punished Makaros with it? Which says, if Mtebet says, it says, ask it to take a second look. It says, why doesn't the Gemara learn it out? The Litzchi, that is, the Chamasidim from the Mitzvah Aseh Vim itself. It overrides the mega prohibition of Karas of Eshazach. And the Chidim begin to say, oh, the Hayin Chod Kamal, this is what the actual Gemara says later on the Zayin base. Ela Itzrich, oh, but you need to exclude Achais Isha from Yibam. Why? Because so good that you would have thought to say Tis Achais Isha from Mamatin Eshach, we would learn it out from the comparison of Eshach. It says that can't be what the Gemara was saying over there. What's our question, says Tis? Because if that's the case, Hey Chedachel, then how does Gemara reject that point by saying Midam, could you compare the two? Hasim Chad Yisur, Hachatre Yisur, what do you mean? Thereby, Eshach is only one, that's by Achais Isha to Yisurim. We never make such a differentiation anywhere. We learn that from climate census, this concept of full trace through even to Isurim. How could you learn it out? Obviously, we don't make such a differentiation. Come on, later on, we want to learn from Pesach. We don't ask, oh, here's one or two Isurim. Moreover, the Shavak HaShas, the Gemara leaves Ishazach the Kabayi, but we're middle of discussing Ishazach. And only comes to the conclusion only at the end. Moreover, says Taisus, that if what we're learning here, that is that in general, to tell us, Aseh Deichel Ishtar Bekoros. So what's the Gemara reject and say, Achais Isha has two Isurim, but the problem is that the Chod Isurim mean Nelev Meshazach, but at least one Isur. If you just want to learn that in general, the concept, so forget about Achais Isha. We're talking about in general. You could see, it's Deichel Ishtar Bekoros. Elakach rather says, obviously, come on, later on, Labachal Duchti Boil Nelev Meshazach Kasi. That it's not in all situations that we want to learn from Ishazach, because like Tay says, why are we not bringing that over here? El Davka Chais Isha, we're specifically learning Chais Isha, we continue on top of Dalam and Alf. Can ask with Taima? Like the Gemara actually concludes the reasoning. Why do you want to learn that from Ishazach? Because once it's permitted for Ishazach, it's permitted for even all these from Chais Isha. Allah, that's what the Gemara says, the wording, Tesach Chais Isha Meshazach. Like, it doesn't say Tesach Meshazach. becoming like it says, right? All those that we try to learn that later on. Taste me, let's learn from me, let's give it up, let's learn, give it up. All those places doesn't have chayzisha. Because if it's coming to learn in general, we're going to all places. But here, it was it's only coming to learn out from Eshazach, specifically running a chayzisha of Hoyle Ishtrishti. So that's the case. So we're back to the question. So why don't you say that just like that say Abim Zekh Lisa of Ishazah, so to Ishbidha, that Lysish Bakaras, we should learn that in general, they could be the Lysish Bakaras. When we read the says, no, the Meshazah Lemotzilmail of the Amma, you cannot learn that in general from Ishazah, the Litra say Lysish Bakaras, that a positive commandment like with Bayim could override a negative prohibition of Karas like Ishazah. Why? Because the Shan Ishazah the Mitzvah, Ishazah is different because that is the Mitzvah. We have Shabin Yachli Kabin Zibin, you cannot look at the Mitzvah without the Ish of Ishazah. Not the case, but mitzayim that would nullify mitzayim. Avmaklaim b'tzitzis, like, but for example, we want to learn that from shatnis or tzitzis. Yafinish abam, of course you can learn that the concept because the ilam kemes mitzis tchelus b'pishn. If you don't fulfill the mitzvah of tchelus, which is wool, b'pishn with the garment of linen, kemes mitzayim can fill with tzemer. B'fillo chidachin, still we allow it to be daicha. Oh, that's the concept of a seder chelusish b'kars. Mechain tzutu when it says in the pasuk v'gidlach lekol sa'ar de mitzayim when it says by mitzayim you have to shave all the hair. Mekayim b'sa'ar de het, you could fulfill it in saying that. It doesn't mean to violate any here the another cutoff. It means permitted here. I the chol saarei. That says that's kareinu be become like chol malachah leisas the Shabbos. The old says don't do any malachah Shabbos. Like koyel malachah leidoch Shabbos. It only means malachah that cannot override Shabbos. Doesn't mean you can't do anything. Or you know you could say chol saarei mamish. It means literally only here. But it doesn't mean by default to be mekayem the mitzvah. It means to be you have to violate this. So because you could talk about the number two pasuk of his kol. You could say where the here of his pace or and of his beard fell out on its own. Also, all those that they bring, you can fulfill in a different way, and therefore, those would be source of a seder chelusish b'karas. But you cannot learn out from that it's violating Yishtach, because that is the mitzvah itself, and therefore, that's not telling you a concept of one asay being deicha, a different asay. There's not integral of a seder chelusish b'karas.